My name's Patricia King, and I'm glad that you've joined us for today's program. It is featuring evangelism, the subject of evangelism, and as a ministry, we love it. We're out on the streets all the time. We have groups and teams going out to the highways, the byways, into the poor areas, into the campuses of universities, and on the streets, because wherever people are, there's a need for the love of Jesus to be spread. That's the heart of God. He just loves loving. I remember getting saved myself and how glorious it was to know that special moment when all of my sins were forgiven and I knew I had a brand new start. So we just love going out and just spreading Jesus all over the place. And we find people are very receptive. They love to hear about the love of God. And especially when you give them a word concerning their future or they see a miracle on the street. In my book, Light Belongs in the Darkness, I actually wrote it about prophetic and power evangelism, about just taking all the gifts that we have in the church out onto the street. And so often we'll just meet people and get creative in the way that we share the heart of God, sometimes through a prophecy or sometimes through a miracle, and watch them stand in awe of God. In a moment, you're going to watch some people stand in awe of God. We went out on the streets one day with our friend Todd White. We just love Todd White. He's an evangelist, just a few years old in the Lord and just a mighty man of God. He had been a drug addict for many years and then got powerfully converted and had a real encounter with the Lord. And from that point on, he was just out there like almost every day, all the time, sharing the love of Jesus with people. And even at his workplace, he would just work and go the extra mile, do a good job at work, but then he would also take opportunity to share the gospel just everywhere he was, just like normal as breathing. And I remember when we first met Todd, I would follow him into a restaurant or something like that, and I tell you, he couldn't even walk hardly 5 yards without talking to someone about Jesus or praying for the sick or, you know, just encouraging people in the things of God. I just loved his passion. So we sometimes will have Todd come out and visit our team and hang with us here in Phoenix because he's like family to us. And this one time, we just took him and some of our film crew out on the street just to meet people and love all over them. Well, we ended up at a bus stop, and there were some kids coming off the bus, getting ready to transfer onto another one after school. And we just started to hang with them a bit and share with them about the love of God and work some miracles. And that is what captured their attention. And I tell you, they were just like, wow. And the more miracles that got performed in the name of Jesus, the more the kids gathered. I remember at one point in that encounter that there was a man on the other side of the street. There was so much glory and so much life where we were working the miracles. And then on the other side of the street, there was this precious man, but he was bound. And he started yelling. And he was so angry and he got into this rage and he yelled at us saying, "We were here first." And then he started moving across the street like this towards us. And some of the kids got a little bit taken back, but some of our team, they just moved forward because we felt so much love and compassion for this man. But he goes right across in the midst of traffic towards us with this rage. But when he stepped up on the sidewalk, all of a sudden melted and relaxed and said, "We were here first." And then started just sharing his heart, and we were able to love all over him. By the end of that encounter, he was just being embraced in a special way by the love of Jesus Christ. It was such a special time watching those kids stand amazed in the glory of God, watching their hearts get touched. We prophesied over some, ministered healing to others, and just got them excited about Jesus. You'll even see in the clip, one girl had her phone out and she's taking movies on her phone of what God was doing so that she could go and share that good news with others. We're going to take you to this clip right now. Enjoy.
I see you playing ball and I see you tweaking a knee. Did you tweak a knee?
I hit my knee.
Huh?
I hit my knee.
Yeah, I just saw you playing, and I saw you hitting, just banging it real hard. How did you do it? By playing? Yeah. So you got pain in your knee? Not right now? No. So it's gone. How about yours?
My knee, I haven't had my knee.
Your knees are good?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have anything physically that gives you any trouble? At all?
My back.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So is it hurt right now, like when you're moving around?
A little bit.
So, like, if God healed it, you'd know right away?
Okay.
Dude, God will take that from you right now.
Yeah, come on.
I'm
he
so
loves
serious,
you
man.
Guys so much.
Come on, man. Let us pray for you. Come on, what's it? Look, you guys believe already.
Yeah.
I'm in the church.
Right on, man. But this is like totally amazing because we're outside of the church and God's still going to heal you.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that good? You're having a hard time getting this. Like, you're like, I see your head going, what? It's good, man. It's what
this
we're all
like
called to.
God set up an appointment with you today.
It'll be good, man. It'll be real good. Okay, let me see your hand. What's your name?
DeAndre.
DeAndre. Mm-hmm. DeAndre, you're amazing, man. You are. You have amazing purpose, dude. You're amazing. Father, I thank you for DeAndre in Jesus' name. Back, I command you right now in Jesus' name. Let him go. Every bit of pain, let him go. Every muscle, every tendon. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name. Every disc right now, let him go. Man, I'm hearing this. You get back pain all the time. You get a constant. It's a constant.
Yeah.
Man, sit. Take your backpack away from your back and sit back the whole way. I got to see something because I'm hearing the same thing. Let me see your feet. Okay. It's the same thing. I want you to look and see. Come down here. You want to see this from this angle. Come down here and tell me which leg is short. Come here. Let's throw in your back out. Wait. The left one, right? It's at least an inch short, right?
Yeah. Because I broke it.
You broke it and they put it back together and they didn't put all the pieces back.
Yeah, I broke it.
You ready to get a piece?
Yeah.
Yeah, watch. Daddy, thank you. In Jesus' name. Left leg, I command you grow. Right now, in Jesus' name.
I felt it. I felt it, bro. It was growing.
What'd you feel?
I felt the movement. I felt the movement.
Right in here.
I felt the movement.
Where did you break it? Right in here?
No, I broke my ankle. I broke my fibula.
Wow.
Right on. So it was coming right out, dude.
I felt that though.
Isn't that cool?
That's amazing.
That is amazing,
and
dude.
Now check the back.
Yeah, check your back. Stand
your
up and
back.
Check your back. It's done.
How'd you do that?
Oh, it's done. Here's
Jesus
what I did.
Did
I just prayed in Jesus' name and Jesus healed him right now. Yeah. Like do you get he's actually flowing through me, through the Holy Spirit. I'm no healer, but the kingdom of God has come nigh unto you. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good, man. It's good. Come on, man. Is your back good?
Yeah.
Completely good. Did you break it?
Yeah.
Did you break it in fighting?
Huh?
You did. You busted it on someone's forehead.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I want to show you how merciful God is because His grace is amazing. See, you broke it off of someone's forehead, man, a few days ago. Come on. Daddy, thank you in Jesus' name. Hand, we command you. Be healed. Father, thank you for mercy in Jesus' name. Every bone right now, I command you, go back to where you belong. Right now, in Jesus' name. Move it.
All right, man.
What are you feeling?
Oh, it's great.
You know, Jesus loves you so much.
That's really good.
He healed you because he loves you.
He loves you, man. He loves you uncontrollably, man.
Can I ask you a question? What did it feel like to have God heal your hand?
After you punched someone in the forehead. And God didn't say, I can't believe you. He said, I love you. Come on. Boom.
You know, and I feel the Lord saying He just wants to be a father to you. He's got protection over you. What do you think of that?
Real good.
You
and
know,
you know
what?
There's been a whole bunch of stuff in your life that has hurt you and made you angry. And, you know, you've got it all penned up because there's some things that have gone wrong. But God wants to take all that out of your heart, too.
Yeah.
Make you feel really happy inside.
Yeah, man.
You want to feel happy inside?
Oh, yeah.
Can I pray for you? Father, I just pray for your joy.
Thank you, Jesus.
To fill him now. And for
thank
all
you,
the
Lord.
Tension and the fear and the anger to leave his heart now. In thank Jesus' name. And for your joy to bubble up on the inside. Amen. How's that feel?
Yeah.
Feel good?
Yeah. Which ankle is it?
Right.
Yep. Let me see it. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Ankle, we command you be made whole right now. Cartilage, I command you be restored in Jesus' name. Right now. Move your ankle. Stomp on it. Stomp on it.
Hold on.
Yeah. Come on.
Hey. This is not good, man.
Hey, you're about to blind.
In Jesus' name, Lord, you're amazing. We just love you and thank you. You're going to feel a warmth go in your chest right now. Jesus, thank you. Jesus' name. You feel that? It's like a real heat in your chest right now. Here, check this out. You want to know what happened? Here's the deal. You're called to a generation of radical followers of Jesus that don't like just go to church on Sunday, but you do the stuff, man. Don't you want to do the stuff? Don't you want to see miracles and signs and wonders like every day? Wouldn't that be awesome? Wouldn't that be neat to like have a buddy or have a friend that is totally messed up and you say, listen, I know what God did for me and I want to pray for you. And then all of a sudden, God heals them through you because you're a Christian. You're a vessel for God to flow through. I see a radical generation of people that are going to rise up and be the church that God's called us to. He hasn't called us to bow down to like different stuff, but to worship Him in spirit and truth, man. You guys are radical and God loves you so much.
Light Belongs in the Darkness was inspired by actual experiences outside the church, in the marketplace, on the streets, where we learn to overcome all intimidation and release the power of God through prophetic words, healings, and miracles. You are called to do the same.
Go.
Sow into evangelism outreach today. For your donation of $25 or more, we want to send you my book, Light Belongs in the Darkness, along with a powerful DVD, God on the Streets, full of actual divine encounters. With these tools, you'll be filled and equipped to reach the lost through the power of God.
Donate today. To donate by phone, call 866-980-5464 and mention offer number 213. Or go online to the store at xpmedia.com under television offer number 213. Donate today.
Breaker Team Partner today. Go online to xpmedia.com.
Well, as you can see from the clip that we showed you of Todd White on the streets, that he carries such a boldness. It's just a bold love. And oftentimes we have people asking us, well, you know, I'm kind of scared. How can I develop that boldness? How can I get bold as a lion like that? And I think a lot of times it's just a simple matter of just going for it, overcoming your fear, facing your fear. A lot of times in our plunge program, we have a volunteer program where people come into our ministry and spend 1 to 6 months with us, and we take them out on the streets a number of times a week. And oftentimes when they first come, they're a little bit frightened because, you know, they've never done much evangelism, and now they're right on the streets and we're prophesying and laying hands on the sick and getting bold in our witness and that. And so they get a little bit intimidated, but the more they do it, the easier it gets. And, you know, I think that's the main thing, is just overcoming your fear and just keep at it. I noticed that one time that I was with Todd White, I noticed that he had an angel accompanying him. And when I asked the father about it, he said he's got that angel because he kept pressing in for more. So like if you go out and you start sharing the love with people and share with them about Jesus' heart for them and you get rejected, sometimes we tend to, instead of get bolder, we get pulled back. And, you know, I think it's just a matter of saying, you know what, I'm just going to ask the Lord for some more love. And I'm just going to go at it again. And you keep sowing your boldness, sowing your courage. Courage is the ability to face your fears and just to overcome. And I think that that would be so helpful, as you just keep doing it and doing it and doing it. And all of a sudden, you will come into a really bold place. And I'm not talking about a bold, obnoxious place. I know that many of you have probably had people come up to you even where they get so obnoxious about approaching you with the gospel. But I'm talking about a bold, quiet, confident love that truly cares about people, cares how they're feeling, cares about their destiny. And when you love someone like that, you just want to do whatever it takes to be a blessing to them. Another thing that can help you, as well as just practice makes perfect, is that ask God for creative ideas. Sit down with him and journal some ideas, saying, God, I want some creative ideas on how to reach the lost that would be maybe not so intimidating to me, that I could do as little baby steps. And one of the things that we have in our book, Light Belongs in the Darkness, is a number of ways like that you can just go and believe God to just show little gifts of love to people that open up their heart. And one of the things that we do is called restaurant evangelism. And we'll go into a restaurant and, you know, buy a meal or a coffee or something. And then we'll ask the Lord to show us someone in the restaurant that needs a word of encouragement. And then we'll wait on God for that and write it down on a little piece of paper and sometimes a napkin or a placemat. And we'll just write it down and then ask him for a perfect opportunity to approach them with it. And sometimes that's the waitress or sometimes it's someone else sitting in the restaurant. And then with discretion, we'll approach them and say, you know what? God gave me a word for you. He loves you so much. He gave me a word of encouragement. Would you like to have it? And almost every time they'll say yes. And then you can either deliver it to them with words or just, you know, maybe give it to them and tell them that they can read it later. But I found that oftentimes that's a really good way to just learn to get bold but overcome your fear. And another way is just friendship, acts of kindness. One time we played a game. It was kind of like a glory hunt. And we had a whole bunch of things on a list that we all had to do. And we went out in teams and we had so much fun. But one of the things on the list was just to go out into the grocery store parking lot and help someone with their groceries. So we went and approached someone and said, hey, we're on this special glory hunt. And one of the things we have to do is help a person with their groceries. Can we help take your groceries out to your car and load it up? So they let us do it. And then at the end we said, and we just want you to know that God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does. And they said, oh, how nice. That's so nice of you to do that. And it just brightens someone's day just by a little act of kindness. And sometimes you can just go out and do these little random acts of kindness and it really, really helps. And so those are just some areas that you can get bold in. Another way is get involved with your church and plan outreaches. Just plan deliberate outreaches like they do at Church for the Nations here in Phoenix. And they just get together and have all kinds of activities. And we've had the privilege of being able to come alongside of them and help them with prophetic and destiny words. And you can get involved with that. Even coming alongside of others can help your boldness get stronger. And so we're going to just show you a clip right now of something that God did at one of those outreaches.